In the weeks since Israel launched its full-scale offensive into the West Bank, most of the area's major towns have been invaded. Only two, Hebron and Jericho, escaped occupation. That ended today when a large number of Israeli tanks and infantry rolled into Hebron in the early hours of the morning. Palestinian officials say 9 Palestinians were killed in the Israeli assault on the city. Israeli army spokesmen say some 200 Palestinians were detained, including several on Israel's wanted list. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Hebron.
It's by now a familiar pattern. Israeli defense forces are conducting door-to-door searches for weapons and wanted men. There's been rocketing and exchanges of gunfire, though Israeli officials have said this is not an assault on Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority. Troops have taken control of PA buildings. They've blown up radio and TV transmission towers. Reached by phone at the Al-Akhli Hospital in Hebron, Chief Surgeon Dr. Fahami Gibran says he's treated 5 wounded men so far. One of them, a fellow doctor.
They called him to help an injured person, but there is a rocket hit the area, so he got injured.
Palestinians in Hebron feared some kind of retaliation after 3 gunmen infiltrated the nearby Jewish settlement of Adora on Saturday morning. They entered houses, shooting at families who were relaxing on the Sabbath. They killed 4, including a 5-year-old girl. The small settlement is perched on a hilltop overlooking Hebron. At first glance, it looks like a suburban collection of stone houses with swings in the backyard. Then you notice the barbed wire fence around the compound. Residents here are a mixture of devout and secular Jews who say they've had little trouble with their Arab neighbors. Now, everyone is terrified. Ayola Benishol, who emigrated from Australia, moved to Adora 10 years ago.
I mean, you can't imagine, you know, I was with my best friend yesterday. Her son is dead, and she's clutching a Coke bottle, saying this is the last thing he drank from, and she couldn't sit. She just walked around like a mad woman. And I can only see that, you know, there'll be 1 or 2 families that will leave. But what is scary is knowing that once they've made an attempt and they have successfully entered the settlement, it will happen again.
Even before Saturday's attack, the number of families in Adora had dropped off over the past year and a half from a high of 80 to 53. For Ayola, the West Bank is sacred land. While many Israelis argue the settlements are the impediment to peace and the cause of violence, she argues the settlements are needed for religious and security reasons.
What the other Israelis don't seem to understand, our brothers, is that if we move out, then the Arab-Palestinian will infiltrate even more into Israel proper.
To Palestinians, the settlers embody Israel's illegal occupation of their homes. Though Adora may have shrunk, other settlements have continued to expand despite U.S. calls for a freeze. New ones are being established. One of the most hated settlements is a collection of Jewish families right in the middle of Hebron. Because of their presence, Hebron had to be divided under the Oslo Accords, with Palestinians controlling the north of the city and Israel the south. This is where 400 settlers live in a heavily guarded enclave amid 120,000 Palestinians. David Wilder, spokesman for the Hebron settlers, says his community is expanding, and he thinks Israeli attitudes to the settlers are changing.
Those that perhaps today have lost all trust in Arafat and in the Palestinian Authority realize now that we have no choice but to stay here.
In Hebron, each side accuses the other of starting the shooting. The settlers' houses are pockmarked with bullet holes. Palestinian shops are covered with Stars of David and graffiti saying, "Arabs, get out." Saturday's attack on Adora occurred just after Prime Minister Ariel Sharon declared the evacuation of settlements would not even be discussed until his term ends next year. Yesterday, there was an eerie silence in Hebron. Israeli troops ordered shops closed. Late in the afternoon, shots rang out as residents in the Palestinian-controlled north braced for the inevitable Israeli incursion. Israeli snipers posted at the edge of Hebron shot a middle-aged Palestinian woman while she was driving her car to a neighboring Palestinian town. Hit by a bullet, she crashed the car into a wall. Ali Kawasmi, transportation minister for the Palestinian Authority, seethed with fury at this news. He refused to condemn the attack by Palestinian gunmen on Adora.
Adora is a settlement. These settlements are illegal. We call the Israeli side to withdraw from our occupied land.
But instead of withdrawing, Israeli troops moved in this morning in force. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Hebron.